With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A 30-year-old Virginia man is facing explosives charges for allegedly planting pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National headquarters in Washington, D.C. Now, this happened almost 5 years ago. Why the delay? When FBI Director Kash Patel says the evidence was there all along.
An investigation spearheaded by the deputy director and the ADIC of our Washington field office brought in a new team of investigators and experts, re-examined every piece of evidence, sifted through all the data, something that the prior administration refused and failed to do.
The explosives, which did not go off, planted outside the political headquarters on the eve of the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. It is a win for Republicans in Texas, the Supreme Court allowing the use of a redrawn congressional map in next year's midterm elections. The revised map favors the Republicans, could allow them to hold on to their slim majority in the U.S. House. One's from the north, the other a neighbor from the south. The leaders of Canada and Mexico are in Washington, with each planning to meet today with President Trump.
The North American leaders are in the nation's capital for the 2026 World Cup draw. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico are hosting the tournament next summer. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum have plans for brief meetings with Donald Trump while at the Kennedy Center. It will be Sheinbaum's first face-to-face meeting with the president.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. U.S. Southern Command announcing another strike on a suspected drug-running boat in the eastern Pacific. This follows a pause of almost 3 weeks. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 50 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 100. S&P futures better by 14 points. This is SRN News. There are a lot of troubled people around the globe.
The Gallup organization has put together a World Emotional Health Report card, and its findings are not good. According to the survey, about 40% of adults say they worry daily. 37% are stressed, 26% are sad, and 22% are angry. These numbers are all up from those recorded just 10 years ago. The slide in global emotional health correlates almost exactly with the relentless decline in religious faith in nearly every part of the world. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is blasting China for a rash of detentions. The Communist Party has been rounding up pastors across the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners. The clergymen lead house churches, groups of believers who meet for worship in private homes. The commission says with these arrests, the CCP once again has demonstrated its utter contempt for religious freedom. This is SRN News. Well, it seems like there's something going on with animals and alcohol.
It was just a few days ago when that raccoon got into a Virginia liquor store and promptly got drunk. Now, a baby seal has wandered into a busy bar in New Zealand. The little guy sampled salmon, but of course was not given any alcohol. He was eventually taken out of the pub by animal control officers with the help of a dog crate and more salmon. He was later safely released. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal vaccine advisory committee is delaying a vote on whether newborns should still get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. For decades, the government has advised that all babies be vaccinated against hepatitis B right after their birth. Once again on Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. More details at srnnews.com.